During the 1970s, a number of instructional design models were developed using a systems approach. Systems approaches consider the complexities of an educational situation by responding to multiple components that form the system, the interactions within the system, and the interactions between different systems. Among the 9 characteristics of a system, we need to understand that instructional design models are both systemic and systematic. Instructional design models use a systemic view because all components of a system respond when a single component within the system is stimulated. In other words, when an instructional design model changes one component of an educational system, it will influence all other components of that system. Instructional design models also use a systematic view because all steps are interrelated based on rules and procedures to move through a process. One of the most popular and widely used instructional design model is Dick and Carrie's ID model. This model specifies a systematic process of designing instruction in which each stage represents a part of the process. The model starts with needs assessment, then analysis of the learning tasks, learners, and context in order to identify learning objectives or performance objectives that can be measured. Traditional ID models like Dick and Carrie's model have 6 key characteristics. They are learner-centered, goal-oriented, focused on performance, measured by outcomes, empirical, iterative, and self-correcting, composed of subject matter experts and media developers. One of the major criticisms of the Dick and Carrie's model is that it is too linear and time-consuming. Another criticism is that the model often focuses on low-level learning objectives rather than real-world tasks.